Munoz and Maguan both expressed support for state efforts to build a natural gas pipeline. They both said Alaska's current oil tax structure should be given 3 to 5 years to work before its effect on production and state revenue is reevaluated. Education was one of the areas where the candidates disagreed. Maguan said the current Republican leadership in the House hasn't done enough to fund schools, and he said he supports universal pre-kindergarten in Alaska.
Early beginnings is the biggest, best investment we can make in our education system. The sooner we can get kids into a structured learning environment, the more they'll succeed throughout their career.
Munoz defended education funding levels. She described last year's increase to the state's per-student funding formula as a step forward, even if it wasn't as much as some had hoped. Munoz said overall state spending on education has increased since 2008.
We are doing what we can, and we will continue to meet our obligations under the Constitution. We need to always focus on public education as our top priority, and you have my commitment that I will continue to do so.
Another area of disagreement was on the Juneau Access Project, a priority for the chamber. Maguan said he would defer the proposed Lynn Canal Highway to help pay for more education funding. Munoz supports the project, saying it will be of economic and social benefit to residents of northern southeast Alaska. Munoz was first elected to the Valley State House seat in 2008. The general election is November 4th. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.